I have been teaching on how to live a victorious life. I urge you, if you haven't listened to these programs, to go back in the archives at he'salive.net and listen. It began, I believe it was on the 17th of February on this series, and it will encourage you, and I believe it will strengthen you. We have learned in Romans chapter 8, beginning with verse 31 through 37 mainly, that we are called to be more than a conqueror, that no matter what comes against us, what we're to say to these things, if God be for us, who is against us? We've also gone to 1 John chapter 5, verses 4 and 5, that this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And faith is our victory. We talked about faith has to increase by the word of God, by anointed preaching. And we've also discussed some of our hindrances, because nothing can stop us from walking in total victory. Only we can. And I said, first of all, we got to break Rome's soul ties. People can be a hindrance. Number two, we have got to stop focusing on the natural circumstances. And we've got to start focusing on the Word of God. And the third thing was the spirit of intimidation. And we looked at the three Hebrew children. Wow. If they would have bowed before that old idol, not only would they be in hell today in the real furnace, but, my friend, they would have missed their destiny. And then also sin. Sin can stop us from reaching our potential. You know, sometimes we think, well, if I sin, God will forgive us, and not realizing there are consequences, because everything we do is seed that reaps a harvest. And some seed that we plant, we may get to heaven. We may get forgiven when we repent. But there are some things we do that we have to live out that harvest. And it can slow us down or hinder us or even prevent us in some cases from reaching our destiny. I look at the life of King David. Everything is victorious for King David. He kills his giants. He kills his tens of thousands. He is king not only of Judah, but king of Israel. He is walking in victory, prosperity. Things are going great for him because he was a great conqueror, a great overcomer. He overcame King Saul trying to take his life. He overcame some temptations that were real strong. He was an overcomer. He was victorious. He had his mighty men of valor. But one day he's looking out when he should have been in battle, and he sees Bathsheba sunbathing or washing on her rooftop, the area where women did that. She had to be a pretty wealthy woman to be living that close to the king. And her husband, of course, we know her husband, and he was on the battlefront, Uriah. My friend, we know that David brought her in, committed adultery with her. She became pregnant, came to the king, and ultimately he had her husband killed. Now, when David took Bathsheba in to the nation, it looked like he was a hero. He was taking care of this poor martyr's, or this poor soldier that passed on the battlefield. He's taking care of his widow. But God sees everything. God saw, and it cost him the child that was in her womb. It cost him his daughter who was raped by his son. It cost him the murder of this son. It caused him the rebellion of Absalom that tried to overtake his kingdom. Why? Because that one night started him on a course of defeat. Sin will take you further than you ever want to go. Sin is a destroyer. And if there is sin in your life, repent of it today, my friend. Be cleansed by the blood of Jesus. Flee that sin. Flee that temptation. If you're on a job and you're tempted to have an affair with somebody on that job, you better find another job. You get away from that temptation today, because it will take you out. It will take your family out. In Jesus' name. Amen. God wants you to be an overcomer. Our coaching CD, this is the last day. So hear me. I know so many people that struggle with this. I'm a pastor. I counsel people, and they struggle. And because of their loneliness, they make some pretty major mistakes in their life. God doesn't want you to do that. He wants you to have a winning life. And so our coaching CDs every month are to bless you, to help you, to strengthen you, to bring you closer to God, help you walk in that abundant life. Today is the last day you can get our Overcoming Loneliness with Dr. Linda Soley. Write to us. your love gift of $15 or more to He's Alive. Here's the address. He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536. Make sure it's postmarked today, or you can go online at he'salive.net, a secure place there to give as well. I love you in the Lord. Have a great weekend. Be in God's house on Sunday. It's a command of the Lord. Bye-bye for now.